The Sunshine Coast Economic Development Organization, SCREDO, is halting its operations for the remainder of the year following Executive Director Colin Stansfield's exit in March. In a release last month, SCREDO Chair Mickey McCartney explained the organization was initially meant to be reviewed after 5 years of operating. However, the fifth year ended during the COVID-19 pandemic, when other priorities were pressing. Created in 2016, SCREDO performed economic development functions on behalf of Town of Gibsons, District of Sechelt, Sunshine Coast Regional District and Sechelt Nation. In an email to Coast Reporter, speaking to the future of the organization, McCartney said, SCREDO was set up to provide the services the funders wanted provided. The remaining funders will determine the future and new direction. In the Harbor Spiel's September issue, Area A Director, Leonard Lee addressed the halt, saying that the regional district terminated its agreement with SCREDO in July, but approved up to $123,000 for SCREDO's 2023 expenses, $25,000 for 2024, and $10,000 for their websites to operate throughout 2025. Lee clarified that no additional taxes will be collected to fund SCREDO and the remaining amounts will be returned to taxpayers. He concluded by saying the SCRD will work with Sechelt, Gibsons and the Sechelt Nation to collaborate on economic development for the Sunshine Coast. Coast Reporter reached out to Sechelt, Gibsons and Sechelt Nation for information on funds contributed to SCREDO and if a similar tax return will take place. Gibsons exited the partnership with SCREDO in 2022 and is not owed any funds, Gibsons communications manager Bronwyn Kent told Coast Reporter. The District of Sechelt was unable to provide an update and Sechelt Nation did not respond to Coast Reporter inquiry. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.